with the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
Finally, Friday, the last day of October, payday for many, and it's Halloween. The one day of the year we encourage our kids to accept candy from strangers. And of course, it is also game day. Jays fans hoping the Bats come alive. Tonight, bring them. Bring those Bats alive and end it tonight in Toronto. At least I hope so, but I did predict it would go in seven for the Jays. So I think we're going to have an extra game after tonight. At 980-CJME, yeah, you get that right. That's an indication that we're part of the Sportsnet Broadcast Network. So we're going to bring all you parents and grandparents who are kind of like, oh, on the fence about taking the kids out tonight because you're a Jays fan. Don't worry. You can enjoy the game while you're on the move tonight, wandering through neighborhoods, kids going door to door. Just toss something with a little extra zip into your Go Cup. Wear some earbuds and listen to the game right here on 980 CJME while you enjoy the kids whipping around the neighborhood trick-or-treating. We got you. The Jays are now just one win away from their World Series trophy. First in 32 years. Worth noting that both the 92 and 93 Jays took exactly six games to win their respective finals. So maybe with that in mind, tonight's the night. But I fear Yamamoto, who's on the mound tonight. So I think it's going to be done in Game 7. Oh, I got to remind you, Foo Fighter tickets go on sale this morning, 10 o'clock. In Regina next fall, September the 15th, Mosaic Stadium tickets will officially go on sale this morning at 10. I thought that the price of tickets was pretty fair. They start in the low end at $60, go as high as $300, plus fees, of course. So I think that's pretty fair. Rick Bennett, CEO of The Real District, told us at the news conference a few weeks ago they'd expect this one to sell out.
We feel much more confident that Regina's appetite for live entertainment, for large-scale venues, and the band's popularity as well. You stitch those two together, and the Mosaic Stadium being the most modern CFL stadium in Canada is an absolute perfect match.
Queens of the Stone Age on that bill, too. Foo Fighter tickets on sale this morning at 10. Make sure you log in advance because they always set that queue up. So you can enter about 20 to the hour. That's usually where I find it. About quarter to, 20 minutes before they actually go on sale, you should be signed in. And you'll probably be welcomed into a queuing area. Good luck. Yeah, Halloween today. And according to the Spirit of Halloween stores that pop up every year, the trendiest costumes of the year are...
The world will know you as pop stars. But you will be much more than that. You will be hunters.
Let's get battle ready.
K-pop Demon Hunters. It's really big on Netflix, the animated film. And because of that, a lot of kids are going to be dressed up as K-pop Demon Hunters. Other popular picks, Steve from Minecraft. And the Wicked characters are apparently still hot with the Wicked sequel coming out next month, as a matter of fact, too. And the price of Halloween candy, as you've been hearing with Kevin Martell in the news there, it's gone up between 10-20% this year. You can blame the cost of chocolate, packaging, and transportation costs on it. I think I spent a little over $100, give or take, on Halloween candy for tonight. The last few years, I've been getting between 150 to 300 kids. It really does depend on the weather. I bought some extra because, well, it falls on a Friday. I thought maybe it's going to be a little busier tonight, but now the weather, it's decent. 3 degrees and not that windy, but there's a Jays game on, so maybe it won't be as busy. I don't know. How have you stocked up on candy? What are you offering? I stick to the mini chocolate bars, staples like chips, suckers, chocolate. What are you handing out tonight? Text me, 1-877-300-7275. Kids these days, I find sometimes I toss maybe three pieces into their pillowcases or their little jack-o'-lanterns they carry. Three pieces. That's fair, isn't it? Last year, although there was the odd kid that I would toss the candy into the pillowcase and they keep the bag extended as if to say, that's it? That's another thing I want to know. How many pieces of candy are you throwing out into each kid's hand tonight. She's just a devil woman. Happy Halloween. G'day, good morning. I'm not so sure like that. If they're going to label me like that, well, then my next guest has to have one, too. Bring him in here. He's not Belton Johnson, our great cup champ. Maybe Belton the Bone Collector Johnson. How's that one work? Does that work?
I like it, Greg, the Bone Collector.
Oh, wait a minute. What about this one? I think this is your name now. Beltonstein. Happy Halloween, man. What's it like in your household?
Oh, the kids are still asleep, so that's a good thing, Greg. But I'm going to tell you, they're pumped. They're ready. They had a Halloween dance Wednesday there at school, and I think it kind of put everybody in the mood.
That's cool. And what are you handing out at your household tonight?
We're handing out full-size candy bars, Greg.
Wow.
And anything from Snickers, the, M&Ms, the Kit Kats, we got it.
One day I am going to get a contract like you have with the Green Zone to be able to afford full-size candy bars. And what are your kids dressing up as?
Oh, my daughter Alma, she's dressing up as Tito. Don't ask me who that is. Some character. I don't know who Greg is. And my baby girl, Thea, she's dressing up as Zoe, K-pop.
Oh, yeah, Demon Hunters.
Or something. Yep.
It's all the rage.
It's all the rage because my wife, she ordered the costume. She thought it wasn't going to be in on time. My daughter was getting a little upset, but it came right on time.
Oh, right on. Well, that's great. Okay, let's step away from the Halloween fun. You are, after all, our Green Zone football analyst. So we've got the semifinals. I want to go to the east side. Tomorrow at noon, Winnipeg is in Montreal. Both clubs had a 10-8 record. Davis Alexander, the Montreal quarterback, he's had a good win streak going, but he's never played with the pressure on in an elimination game. So, and Zach, a little beaten up over the season. Where do you see this one in the battle of the quarterbacks?
Well, the battle of the quarterbacks. Zach, he's been beaten up pretty good, I think, especially the last few games. And Davis Alexander, he's the complete opposite. I think he's coming in healthy, strong, and he has that defense to back him up as well. And again, the Bombers, they got, they're more experienced. But I think the age and everything is kind of catching them a little bit. So I'm going with the Alouettes in this one, Greg.
Oh, you are. I picked the Montreal Alouettes to win, too. 28-22. What do you got?
And the score that I have, because I do think it'll be somewhat of a defensive battle, is 24-21 Alouettes.
All right. The Stamps looking to punch their ticket to the West Final for the first time since their last Grey Cup win in 2018. But, man, I don't know. The BC Lions have had their number. They beat them both times during the regular season. The Lions have wrapped up their season with 6 straight wins. They're 5-point favorites. What do you think in this game?
And for this one, I just think the BC Lions, they're on a roll, right? And they're probably going to be playing out with a pretty good crowd behind them there. I think Nathan Rourke is going to be too much. I think that offense for the BC Lions is going to be too much. So I do have the BC Lions coming out of there, Greg.
Yeah, the Lions tossed aside Vernon Adam Jr., though.
Yeah,
you don't think he's going to be motivated?
Hey, he'll be motivated, but I just think with BC, I just think the offensive power is just too much for the Stampeder there, Greg.
I say the same. 31-28 BC. I think it is going to be a close one. What do you got?
Well, I got a little bit of a gap there, and my score was 37-24.
Nice checking in with you, buddy. I'm looking forward to some football this weekend, and I hope you and the kids have a blast tonight. Go Jays, right?
Hey, go Blue Jays, Grant. Wear that blue.
Beltonstein, thank you so much. It's finally here. When we were kids, this was a big day. Just couldn't wait for it to arrive. All the candy, all the fun of it all. It's Halloween, and I don't know if you celebrate, too, by watching a scary movie. Used to do that. Always used to love watching the original Poltergeist around Halloween. Haven't done that yet this year, but although tonight The tradition of perhaps watching a Halloween movie, if that's your thing, may have to wait till after the Jays game. That starts at 6. Yamamoto is on the mound for the Dodgers. That's scary. Gosman for the Jays. Hope he's scarier, but I'm not so sure. As much as I want it to end tonight, I think it's going to 7. But back to scary movies. Is there one for you that was just a little too much and scarred you?
The Exorcist.
The movie The Omen. By far, Psycho. It freaked me out so bad until I was an adult.
When I was 12, I decided to watch The Ring. That was the worst mistake of my life, I think.
I'd have to say Children of the Corn.
It was Nightmare on Elm Street when I was about 17. I was terrified.
Chainsaw Massacre. I slept with my dad for a week.
My family made me watch The Blair Witch Project. So that kind of scared the bejesus out of me.
Scariest movie. What is it for you? 1-877-300-7275. I will admit for me, and I know it's not necessarily a Halloween movie, but Silence of the Lambs, when that movie came out, scared the hell out of me. I'll never forget the old Coronet Theater. I think it was the Coronet on Albert, block or two away from us here at Ralco Radio. And I think it was definitely, you know, fall or early winter when that movie came out. And I'll never forget going to see Silence of the Lambs and then walking out of the theater. And I still remember walking out of the theater and looking over my shoulder constantly to see if anyone was following me. It really freaked me out as we walked back to the car that night. So to this day, I think that is one of the scariest movies. How about you? 1-877-300-7275.
With a fly ball to deep left. Gone! The first pitch of the ball game. And Davis Schneider has hit it out.
Listening back to that still gives me a little chill from the other night. The Jays now, of course, in Toronto. Sure hope we hear that in the first inning again tonight. Just a little after 6 when the game begins. And the excitement is in the air. Tickets for this World Series, pretty crazy. World Series tickets at Rogers Center sold out within 30 minutes after they went on sale last week. On the resale market, I'm looking right now. If there's still tickets available for tonight, but at a hefty premium. The cheapest ticket for tonight is a general admission ticket, which means you don't have an assigned seat. It's going for almost $2,000. Over on StubHub, the same standing room only ticket is selling for $2,300. I was looking on SeatGeek and StubHub, yeah, just to get in the building, no seat. On Ticketmaster, if you buy that general admission ticket, it's about $2,300. Anyhow, those tickets are normally $20 each just to get in there and stand during the regular season, and that's the kind of dough they're going for. On the other end of the spectrum, one of the most expensive resale tickets listed on Ticketmaster this morning is going for almost $12,000, and that'll seat you in the fourth row behind the dugout of the Jays. And if you really got money to burn this morning and you want to get there, well, the most expensive Game 6 resale ticket on StubHub, it's still there, $112,000 each. That gets you a front row seat behind home plate. The price does not include food or drink, though. But it does give you access to the VIP lounge. $112,000 to sit front row behind the home plate? That's nuts. Again, Yamamoto is starting for the Yankees on the mound. Gosman for the Jays. But George Springer is returning to the lineup tonight. Happy Halloween. It's Craig Morgan here inviting you to text 1-877-300-7275. We're talking scary movies. Dave and Regina said, I was 10 years old, begged my parents to stay up and watch Salem's Lot on TV way back in 1979. And he says, I still remember my mom reluctantly saying yes, but warn me, there could be nightmares. Dave said, I ended up sleeping in their bed for a week after watching Salem's Lot. Thanks for sharing that, Dave. Marina said, scariest movie? Still The Birds after all these years. 50 years later. Really? Marina? Must be difficult for you to step outside in the summertime when there's so many birds out. But hey, keep them coming. Scariest movie? 1-877-300-7275. Also curious, about what kind of candy you're handing out. And how many pieces do you toss into the old pillowcase when they come? I go for about three, a couple of, you know, mini chocolate bars, maybe a bag of chips. Sometimes it's, you know, a mix of suckers, mini chocolate bars. But kids these days, they're kind of judgy, right? You know, last year I handed out some treats to one kid and he kept his pillowcase still extended as if to say, you got anything else? I feel pressure sometimes. And what are you handing out? 1-877-300-7275. Just better not be candy corn. I say that's the worst candy of all. I really do. It doesn't taste like corn. I don't know why they call it candy corn. It tastes more like oil. In fact, I bet if you melted all the candy corn in the world, melted it all down, it would probably provide our vehicles enough motor oil to go years. It's the worst candy corn. But yeah, how generous are you handing out candy? And what are you handing out to along with your scary movies? 1-877-300-7275. It's a little more expensive, the Halloween candy this year, they say. But hey, I think I spent a little more than $100. I get, you know, between 150 to 300 kids, depends on the weather. But I'm not spending it as much as this guy that our reporter Jillian Massey spoke to. He's a Halloween fanatic. Sean Hilborn, he bought at least 20 giant treat boxes ready to dish out to the kids. He sets up a haunted display, and that's largely why he had about 1,500 trick-or-treaters come through last year.
Besides buying new animatronics, yeah, candy would be the biggest expense.
Man, I can't even imagine. I think he told Jillian about $700 he spent on candy. It's awesome that you would do that for the kids. Acting police chief Laura Lee Davies reminding drivers to slow down and keep your eyes peeled tonight.
Be really mindful about pedestrians. They might not be using the crosswalks, and so, you know, we don't want any sort of Halloween tragedies.
She suggests reflective clothing, glow sticks if you can, too. They should become part of the costume. And she also said check your kids' candy just to ensure there's nothing sketchy. I always think of Larry the Cable Guy's routine when I hear about that. You know, check the kids' candy. Check the kids' candy.
Hold on, kids. You can't eat that yet. I got to check in for poison razor blades. They come down later on. Where's all our candy? And we live in a pretty bad neighborhood. I'll be honest with you. I swear we're going to move next year. I promise you. They ruined everything? No, not everything. They didn't touch that box of raisins in there. But they... tell you what, them Butterfingers, they was riddled with poisons in there.
Yeah. Hey, remember, too, that you can listen to the Jays game right here on 980 CJME while you wander through the neighborhood with the trick-or-treaters. We have the broadcast at 6 o'clock, just a little past 6 tonight. And with it being Friday, Halloween, and a Game 6 on TV, local bars and pubs are expecting to be super busy. And they suggest you get there early for the best bar stool. Bonzini's Albert South said Jays games have been a big draw.
Bars is full of energy. We're getting people from all across the country, and it's just amazing to see everybody from all different walks, like Toronto and BC and Alberta. They're all cheering for the same thing.
Yeah, with so much political angst and tariffs and everything's getting expensive, it's kind of nice break how the Jays are just taking our minds off everything and bringing us all together.